Mornings with Kelly Fuller.
702 ABC Sydney.
Not many people can lay claim to serving their country at war and at two Olympics, but John Kinsella from Blacktown represented Australia at the Mexico Olympics before volunteering for Vietnam, where he spent 8 months. He is also the nephew of Reg Saunders, the first Aboriginal Australian to be commissioned as an officer in the Australian Army. His father was a Wiradjuri man from Condobolin, and his mother, a member of the Stolen Generation who grew up in Adelaide but whose family are from the Jawoyn country in the Northern Territory. And he missed out on the Commonwealth Games in Scotland, who were back in 1970 because of that training for the war. But he has been the guest of Blacktown Council's NAIDOC Week this week, and I caught up with him yesterday in Blacktown. And he was telling me how less than 24 hours into the tour, he was confronted by the tragic realities of war.
From Saigon, they flew me straight to Nui Dat, which is the Australian support base in Phuc Thoi province. And then I had somebody pick me up and take me to the 106 battery headquarters, which was in Nui Dat. I had an overnight sleep there, and then the next day a mate of mine, I go to Anzac Day, he actually lives in Sydney, Mick Powers, he took me out to the Horseshoe, and he was the guy that used to bring out all the supplies and whatever. And anyway, on the way to the Horseshoe, which was the support base for the 106, we went past this compound and there was all these dead bodies, and they had covered in black plastic. And he said, oh, there was a contact last night with the Australian soldiers, and they were that was the first sign of, what laid in, yeah. And anyway, when I got to the Horseshoe, the gun that I was put on, they had their two-day leave down in Vung Tau, and so I was put on this other gun, and the other gun, they had a fire mission. And when we went through our core training at Holsworthy, I only saw the gun fired once, and it was just out at the Holsworthy firing range, and we didn't even get a chance to do any of the on-hands experience with the gun. My job that night was just to assemble the bombs and hand them to the guy who loaded the gun, and bang, bang, bang. And with the artillery, we were on duty 24 hours of the day. Any time of the night, there could be a fire mission. All six guns could fire, or just one. If you happened to have a night off and the guns at the back were firing, all the vibration travels forward. My gun was always down the front, and you didn't get very much sleep at all.
Were your fellow soldiers, were they aware of your Olympic history? Were they aware you were?
Later on, prior to me going to Vietnam, I had to do a 4-week course at the Canungra training camp. And while I was up there, we had all the other guys from all the other different units. Any soldier that went to Vietnam had to go through Canungra. Anyway, some of the fellas from some of my mates said, oh, John went to the Olympics, he was a wrestler. And at that time, there was a professional wrestler called Killer Kowalski. So anyway, they nicknamed me Killer. So everywhere I went, forced marches and everywhere, everybody would be saying, hey, Killer, how you going? So every Anzac Day, the only how guys remember me is by that name, Killer.
John Kinsella is with us, and he is a dual Olympian and a Vietnam veteran, but also importantly the special guest of Blacktown City Council, where he was the guest of the Serving Nation Generations Beyond. John, I mean, during your service, were you treated respectfully by your officers, your fellow soldiers?
Because of what happened with my uncle, Red Saunders, the discrimination. Anybody in the military will tell you that there's no discrimination. You know, everybody's equal. We've got a job to do, and you have to do what the government tell you. In my unit, we had Italians, Polish. One of my good mates was Polish. everybody used to ask me, oh, what nationality are you? And because I used to have a moustache then, they thought I was a Mexican. I said, no, I'm Aboriginal. And they, there was no discrimination remarks or anything like that. I think a lot of people respect you that you admit who you are. And all my life, I just tell, if anybody asks where you come from, I just say, yeah, I'm of Aboriginal descent.
And the theme of this year's NAIDOC is obviously recognising Aboriginal service people from the past. And yeah. How do you think we're going with recognising the service of Aboriginal people to the country?
The last Friday in May, we actually have the Indigenous Memorial down in Hyde Park. And since I've been going, it's just getting bigger and bigger. And they have a guest speaker every year. I haven't been called up yet. But the young girl that did it in May, her name was Latika Smith, and she came from up the North Coast, 10 years in the Navy, and she works at Parramatta Recruiting Office. So if anybody's interested in joining the Navy, there's a Koori lady in Parramatta.
And how do you think we're going with honouring the service of Aboriginal people to the Defence Forces?
It's bringing back a lot of memories, because I've had to put it on paper, and kind of had a bit of a tear in me, because all the things that I've done, I like to... Well, the one I'm doing tomorrow, there's going to be young apprentices there, and I just want to let them know that, I've had a lot of failures in my life, but where I failed, I've risen to the occasion, and I've bettered myself, and this is what Aboriginal people. I'm so proud of a lot of Aboriginal people, because you can see they're becoming doctors and school teachers and things that I never had the time to do, because I left school when I was 14, and it's not that I weren't educated, it's just that I didn't go to school long enough, So all I'm saying is I'd like to be a role model to the up-and-coming young people, and, that's what it's all about, life experiences.
John Kinsella there, as you can hear, a very humble man out at Blacktown yesterday afternoon. John is an elder now, supporting the Circle Sentencing Program out at Blacktown, which he tells me is having great success, and he's still working to support the next generation of young Aboriginal athletes, including Shane Parker from Mount Druitt, who's qualified for the Commonwealth Games in wrestling. Very proud community, and it was a real treat and honour to meet him.